All right, let's get into the cover two. Cover two, you can chime in as well, 913-586-7965. Last week, our cover two was what we were going to watch around the league. This week, it comes with this gigantic matchup at 325 with the Chiefs and the Bengals. Bob, kick us off with what your cover two is this weekend.
All right, this weekend, my cover two, two simple people. I'm going to look at Trent McDuffie on defense. I think he's going to have himself an afternoon. I think this is going to be the breakout game that everybody's been waiting for with Trent McDuffie. And when I say breakout game, I mean he gets his first interception of the game. But more importantly, he's going to be matched up against Ja'Marr Chase. He's their best wide receiver. Trent McDuffie's our best defensive back, one of the best in the NFL. I think that's going to be a fun matchup, and I think we're really going to know how dominant Trent McDuffie was when you look at the box score at the end of the game, and it's Ja'Marr Chase, two catches, 19 yards, no touchdowns, and he has an interception. The other guy I'm going to watch, I really got excited by Rashee Rice last week in that game. I know Xavier Worthy was the big story and everything like that, but if you didn't get excited and wowed by watching Rashee Rice run those slant routes, I don't know what it's going to take, man, because that was like watching just poetic justice take place right there out on the field with that slant pass and boom, and that slant pass, boom, that slant pass, boom, and hitting him in stride and just letting Rashee Rice run with the football. He looks fast. He looks just absolutely electric. I'm excited to watch him on the offensive side. So that's kind of my cover too. Trent McDuffie on the defensive side this week, Rashee Rice on the offensive side.
Do you know what Rashee Rice's new nickname is? Mr. Yak. Just saying. Yards after catch. Nathan, what's your cover two this week? And my man, as you're filling in for Mac, thank you once again for doing your work.
Thanks for having me. I am looking at the cornerback two, I guess you'd call it. There's no reason for any of these Bengals receivers to have a big week. McDuffie's going to be on Chase. Higgins is not going to be a factor. No one else in the Bengals receiver room should scare you. Jalen
Watson, yes!
Got the most run last week, but you've also got Williams and Connor that need to step up. I'm looking for that secondary to put the clamps on those Bengals receivers.
Who's Justin Reed going to blow up this week, too?
Yeah, Mike Gesicki, you better watch out. Mm. And then I'm looking at, because of that, I think Burrow's going to have to utilize that underneath game a lot with the running back, short passes to tight ends, and because of that wrist. Look, at the end of the game last week, if Likely's toe is in bounds, that two-point play, I think we all know it was a showdown between Lamar Jackson and Leo Chenault, right? That's what it was going to come down to.
Oh, see, a lot of people said they just expected Derrick Henry to get the ball go up the middle.
No way. I think Lamar Jackson's taking that. Though, and I'm looking at Chenault and Tranquil in that underneath game as well.
Dusty, what do you got?
Yeah, my cover two is what it's been all week. Well, maybe not all week, but it's been sort of that sort of situation. My cover two is George Karlaftis, number one. I want to see George Karlaftis count on his hand again how many times they've sacked Joe Burrow. I said in the script last segment that there could be at least five sacks, and Joe Burrow may not finish this game due to all the pressure he is taking in and this game being out of reach. Get him off the field, keep him healthy for the long haul of the season. I'm really interested to see what they do, how they match up with Chris Jones. I know Orlando Brown Jr. is going to be on that offensive line. Who? See if Chris Jones goes over there and tries to, you know, push the guy back and really get him frustrated and then let Leo Chenault just be one-on-one all game. Give me Leo Chenault having a lot of sacks in this game. I say a lot, I mean 2.5 to 2 sacks for George Karlaftis. The other guy that I'm interested in, but nobody said, and I know this might sound easy to lay up on, I'm looking at Travis Kelce.
Oh, you think he needs to step it up?
No, not at all. I'm interested to see how he's used in this game because...
You're interested to see how they use him after Taylor said it's her boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. No, I think this is interesting because last week I think he only had 4 receptions. I could be wrong. I think he had 4, but...
It was like 4 for 32.
They didn't need him last week. And this is a game where I'm interested to see how they use Travis Kelce once again. I know 1 week is not a sample size to use in the NFL when it comes to statistics or, you know, games that show the most. But last week,
you haven't watched ESPN then. Because after 1 week, they've got, you know, all it figured out.
But I think that there is some interest to look at when it looks at Travis Kelce in this game. Now, he had a huge catch down the field that set the record for Patrick Mahomes over Lynn Dawson. But this is a game like where is this going to be one of those Travis Kelce games where it's heavy first half action, where it's, you know, 6 targets, 6 catches, 88 yards and a touchdown in the first half. And it's like, okay, we're going to stop Travis Kelce. Well, then that's going to open up everybody else. Or are they not going to let Mr. Yak, Rashee Rice, go nuts? And they're going to be like, you know what? We'll see if Travis Kelce still has it. And it's gets a middle finger to their sideline. But I'm really interested to see George Karloftis show his presence on the defensive line. Will he allow some pressure, who had six in week one against the Baltimore Ravens? Not a great offensive line. Cincinnati, also not the best offensive line. And George Karloftis is an up-and-coming edge rusher that I think could really make his case be known in this game against Cincinnati. And then Travis Kelce, the vet, the guy that everybody says getting older, the guy that they says is distracted. They just didn't need him in week one. I'm interested to see how they use him, or if they even need him in week two, and they're just kind of furloughing him till the end of the season when he can really ramp it up.
Well,
those are my cover twos, Karloftis and Kelce, double Ks.
That's what's going to happen. I mean, Travis Kelce's going to have a season kind of like he did last year, where when they need him, he steps up and he plays big. But more importantly, they're going to utilize him in the regular season, and then Carrington and Rob will tell us he's washed and he's no good, and then he'll have 400 yards in the Super Bowl, and George Kittle will have two.